Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's the Philosopher's Stone podcast, and we're doing it again. We are recording another episode. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing okay. I got three. Oh, it's my washing machine.
Oh, that's very pleasant.
That's not how I feel about it.
What a nice way to let you know your clothes are ready, huh? A little jingle.
Time to do the laundry.
Would you rather a sad song play?
I'd rather it just beeped once. I think that's all I need, really. Beep, and then it's done.
You can't change that?
I don't know. I don't have time to learn how to talk to a laundry machine.
What if you just gave you one of these?
That's a good idea. That would probably work. That would show up, that's for sure.
I'm sure you can change the chime somehow. It must. It's a brand new building. I'm assuming that it had the washing machine installed when you moved in. Like that was part of the build.
Yeah.
It's a 2024 washing machine. It's got to have options.
It has a ton of options, most of which I don't understand the point of, but yeah, there's tons of, that's the one option I would like. Like turn the chime off or whatever, or like
guarantee you could do that. You probably could connect that thing, that washing machine, to your phone, if I had to guess.
No, my oven can connect to my phone, which is interesting. But
you can turn it on from your phone?
Yeah.
From
or
far
off or off.
Be in the house to turn it on?
It's Bluetooth. It's not like a remote connection.
Oh, it's not like an internet app thing.
No, I'm sure that's possible as well. I'm sure.
It'd be a good way to, blow up your apartment. You put a little bomb in there, a little heat act, a little C4, turn that shit to broil.
I can't wait for my fridge to have a fucking subscription.
Yeah, it's going that way. Everything's going to be subscription. You're going to get ads. You have to watch an ad before you can turn on your shower in the morning. Just wait.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait. That's going to be a thing. You want to flush that nasty shit down the toilet? You got to watch three ads. Or you can use one of your tokens that you pay for.
Man,
DLC. Flushing is DLC in the future.
The shit token. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they should. Why can't we do it like they do in like Romania, like Eastern Europe, where you have to do squats to get anything? Like, if you want to ride
the
bus. Is
that real? I know I've seen that on the internet.
Yeah, it's real.
It seems like it's so impractical. You're waiting. Wouldn't that everybody be holding up the bus?
No, well, okay. It's not like you have to do squats. It's you can ride for free if you do 20 squats.
Yeah, well, how long does it take someone to do 20? Some broke bitch to do 20 squats. But meanwhile, everybody else is waiting on the bus. Late for
work.
Look,
if that's how their fitness journey starts, then that's how it starts.
Okay,
if you can't do 20 squats in a row and you try, if you try to do 20 squats and you can't, that should be a wake up call.
I don't think I could do 20. I'm so out of shape. I'm an absolute fucking mess right now, to be honest. But
well, you probably have a strong baby carrying arm.
That's for sure. My wrists are destroyed from doing this one. There's one like bounce he likes that can stop his crying. It short circuits him, and my wrists are just dying from good. Last night he was up all night. Anyways, whatever. Enough of my struggles as a new parent. My point is this: if you are waiting for someone else to do 20 squats when you're late for work, and the bus driver's counting off squats because this fucking idiot doesn't want to pay to get on.
Well, no, you do it in front of a machine, and it prints out the.
Okay.
It's like. There's like a machine and there's like 2 feet markings on the ground and you stand on it. Like,
okay. That's a way better system. See, this is why I'm not in charge of transportation. Unless Donald Trump wants someone super unqualified to run a major cabinet position. I'm your man. I could run all of public transportation.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for applying. Do you have any sex assault allegations against you?
Oh,
that's the first thing we ask.
How many do you need? What's the minimum requirement?
Minimum is at least one allegation.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. well, I'm overqualified then. Let's put it that way. Just kidding. JK, everybody. his cabinet picks have been just bananas. The Vince McMahon's wife. Dr. Oz.
I was in a, I was eating lunch in a coffee shop today, and I literally heard people over discussing the cabinet picks. They were like, Matt Gaetz, what?
Dr. Oz is hilarious. Like Trump's version of, he just is, lives in entertainment. That is his whole thing. So the fact that he's like Dr. Oz, he's like the most famous doctor on TV. That must mean he's the most qualified.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got also got RFK to be in charge of the Department of Health.
RFK. He's in Chelsea. This is the guy in charge of all our health. Ah, I got a worm in my brain.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
I got a worm in my brain. Yeah. This guy is the epitome of health.
He's like the.
Go ahead.
He's like the Jordan Peterson of health.
Right. Because he can just like, rattle off a bunch of healthy sounding bullshit.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's, I feel like the same way about, like, if you look at what Jordan Peterson has published, like his books, they're not that crazy. I don't think, like 12 Rules for Life. I don't think that's supposed to be a crazy book. It's like pretty good advice. And same with RFK. He said he'll give you a lot of good advice that you could agree with about, health related stuff. Like he'll correctly point out that McDonald's French fries are really, really bad for you.
Then Donald Trump will make you eat a plate.
Yeah, he'll make you eat them anyway. But yeah, he'll
a power move.
Very power. But he will correctly point out that like in Europe, the French fries are healthier than they are in America because we have bad regulations.
I mean, I think everybody can agree that America is in a health crisis. It has been for a long time. So I don't know if there's anything positive that can come out of these ludicrous cabinet appointments. I don't understand the Matt Gaetz thing at all. He is clearly a sexual predator.
Oh, well, that's not the, they didn't appoint him because he was a sexual predator.
I think they might have. I think they that's want the guy in charge of the laws of the nation to be one they can go to shake off those pesky allegations at a moment's notice.
Yeah. And it gives them leverage over him. Easier to get, and he has like so many. He's like Marjorie Taylor Greene, where they both their goal is to like cause chaos within the Republican Party. That's like all they do. And so you appoint that guy as your attorney general, he will prosecute literally anybody you ask him to.
It's such a mess. It's such a mess. Anyways. Let's get off of that for now. I want to get your thoughts on the whole latest disclosure hearing again.
Which hearing?
What about the ocean two, aliens?
There's ocean, two hearings.
The aliens in the ocean.
Aliens. Well, there is a movie. There's a new show coming called Alien Earth. I expect they will have alien oceans.
I've been seeing all over my social media that they say that they've confirmed that aliens live in the ocean.
Okay.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I know this theory. Yes.
It's not theory. It's confirmed.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. For me, I have to say for me, it's a theory. For them, maybe knowledge. But So you're referring to there's a UAP hearing in the House of Representatives.
Why are we calling them UAPs? Let's stop that.
Unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have the classical
UFO.
UFO has just got so much history and culture behind it.
Well, this is exactly the reason why the acronyms are important, right? Because unidentified flying object, that implies it moves through one medium, the air.
Mm-hmm.
However, as we are hearing, if there are aliens in the water, maybe these ships come out of the water into the air. Well, then that means it's not a flying object because it's doing both. It's moving through water and it's moving into the air.
Whoa. It is a flying object if it moves through the air, no matter where else it moves through.
But it's not only a flying object.
That's the only one that matters. No one's scared of space cars rolling around our city streets.
No. But
if aliens just popped out of the sewers and on motorcycles.
Well, that's Gears of War, baby.
No, that's I guess so. Yeah, or that's biker mice from Mars, whichever you want. Oh. But
killer clowns.
Just saying is that it's not as big of a concern if it's confined to the ground.
I don't know. Any sort of non-human intelligent race could be cause for concern, regardless of whether they live in caves or clouds or under the water, I would say.
Okay. Well, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, well, yeah. So there's this theory that, right. So we don't want to call them UFOs, call them transmedium objects. Some people call it, if they're only underwater, they call it a USO, unidentified submerged object. But if it goes back and forth, then it's called transmedium. So you just call it unidentified anomalous phenomena. That sort of captures the whole kit and caboodle.
Sure, fine. You know what's crazy is that it's all coming to... This is all coming out at a point where AI has gotten to a point where it's like you're almost getting into indistinguishable from reality level video clips now. Just short clips, but... On my TikTok algorithm, I get these underwater creature AI videos, and they look... The only reason I know it's AI is because of how alien the animal is, but the realism is like almost one-to-one. It's insane.
Wow. That's amazing. That is interesting that that's happening at the same time. And interesting you bring up AI, because I'm not really sure one way or the other what's going on. Obviously, there's something happening, but I don't really know exactly what. But to this underwater theory, there is an underwater theory that there are like alien bases underwater, and in these bases they print the UFOs,
and
they 3D print the UFOs for whatever the purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Then they fly out, and the speculation is that they also print 3D print like biologic android type things that are the grays.
So those are 3D printed now.
Yeah, or like some production product. Maybe they grow it in a vat, right? I don't know exactly.
I mean, if you could map out every molecule of the human body and slice, you know, get a computer to take out to divide it into slices, a molecule thick slices, you could 3D print any biological anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. It might not be alive when it comes out of the printer, but...
Well, why wouldn't it? I guess it would have... Something has to give it the spark. Maybe that's what teleportation is going to be eventually, is like you're just... They're just going to map you out, 3D print you somewhere else. And then throw your, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, here's a crazy thought, right? So, suppose there have been aliens on Earth for a very long time, right? They could have cloned people, taken them to other planets, and started other human civilizations on other planets.
Mm-hmm. And what are those humans up to?
Probably same shit as we are. I don't know. Same shit, different day, man.
Watching a different Mike Tyson get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, what a spectacle. And what a coincidence that happened the week before Gladiator 2 comes out. Coincidence? I don't know. I think not.
Well, I don't know. But I think this might be the last Logan or Jake Paul fight people tune into.
Oh, you... You are sorely mistaken.
Why?
Because every single fight he's had, that's exactly what people have said.
I know, but this was the fight. This was the one.
That's what they say every time they say that. This is the
real test. One really kind of was sad. This one was sad enough. I think people were like, oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Mike Tyson like that.
Man, watching Jake Paul beat Anderson Silva, watching him finish Nate Diaz, watching him finish Tyron Woodley, watching him finish Ben Askren, that was sad. Mm. All of that was really fucking sad.
Yeah.
This was also really fucking sad. And it's just going to keep getting sadder. Because he's never, ever going to fight an actual boxer the same age as him that he might lose to.
Well, he said he would. He keeps saying he would, but I don't think he actually will. I don't think he wants, because once he gets flatlined by a legitimate boxer, this whole grift is basically over.
I don't know. He can. I'll never say it's over. I'll never say it's over. But people will lose interest if he gets knocked out. That's for sure. That's the only reason people tune in, is because they want to see him get knocked out.
Yes.
So as soon as that actually happens, then it's over.
Another reason to suspect that there might be some funny business going on, because right now he's got a great deal going on where it's like, I'll get fighters that everybody thinks should beat me, because let's be honest, they should beat him, right? All these fighters that should be beating him. In the press, he'll just become super arrogant, just be the Jake Paul he's always been, get people to hate him, and then have people have faith that the fights he's picking, he will lose. Like, that's why everybody's tuning in, because they want to see, like you said, they want to see him get knocked out. He's strategically picking fighters that should be able to knock him out, but then he doesn't let, then the script doesn't go that way.
Well, people think they should be able to knock him out because they underestimate Jake Paul and they overestimate the washed MMA fighter that he's about to face plant. Like, do you think Mike Perry took a dive against Jake Paul?
I think that at most he didn't give it at all. I don't know if he took a dive. I just think that he purposely picks people that he knows everyone will assume will beat him.
Yes, exactly. But he doesn't pick anyone. He knows he can beat them. He has huge size advantages over everybody. Yeah. He's got skill advantages over everybody. Steroids. He's on every roid in the book. They can't take the same roids he's on because they are all, you know, like too old and whatever and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, and not to mention he's like at least 10 years younger than
10 years younger. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is he picks people. The people he's picking is really the genius of it, because they all, most people would assume that they would knock Jake Paul out, and that's what everybody wants to see, right? That's how he keeps getting
people. He did it this time.
Yeah.
He's done it like 5 or 6 times. He has done the exact same formula. And then people are like, oh, Mike Tyson, he's going to beat Jake. He's going to teach him a lesson.
I still feel like he could have. He could barely stand. That's what doesn't make sense is his training videos and all the hype videos leading up to it. This is another conspiracy. He looked way better in all of his training videos.
When were those videos shot? They were not shot anytime soon.
Yes, they were.
I don't think so.
He was doing like Instagram lives and Facebook lives of him training.
I don't know.
This fight
was supposed to happen a while ago, right?
He turned down the intensity during the fight. Right. People wanted to think he was going to knock him out. So what does he do? In all the promo, he gives them the real Mike Tyson. So he looks scary. He looks vicious. He looks fast. He looks like he's ready. And then when the fight comes, everybody's already watching. Then he doesn't have, the deal is he loses. So Jake can keep doing this grift.
Okay. I have a couple points. Do you believe this conspiracy theory?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. With today's day and age, I think that everybody's kind of fucking lying. Okay. Everybody's so dishonest.
Okay. I would say that I don't think it was scripted. I think that's exactly how it was going to play out. And the reason I say that is because I don't think Mike Tyson is capable of taking a dive. I don't think he can do that. I think once he gets in there, he gives it everything that he can.
Did you know he was not allowed to throw uppercuts?
Who said that?
That's in the official rules, apparently. I haven't double-checked any of this.
Oh, okay. All right, let's just bring unfact-checked. Let's get to the Google. I don't even want to Google this. This is a nightmare.
Let's be clear. Neither of us have checked any facts to do with any of this.
But here's what I know. Here's what I know. This fight was supposed to happen in July, right? Why did it get postponed? Because Mike had a medical emergency on a plane. Right? He's an old man. He's 58.
Yeah.
You saw his legs.
Yeah.
They were like toothpicks. That guy is not sprinting. Guy is not, doesn't have footwork. Maybe he can my conspiracy would be that they used old footage of him and he had no idea that that was going on.
No, if we're gonna go conspiracy, I think they, you know, they would get 5 to 10 seconds of him going really as hard as he could on the pads, and then just reusing that footage basically every time. He has a few seconds of the old Mike Tyson sure. left.
Yeah, we saw that. We saw that in the fight. Jake took it easy in the first round because he does have that. He's Mike Tyson, but he's like 58 years old. So many miles on him. Knee braces, could barely stand.
Like, he did look really like an old man. He did look.
Yeah,
like
he is an old man. This was like all you need to do. Like sometimes age doesn't matter, but sometimes it does. And all you need to do is say 27-year-old versus a 58-year-old. Yeah. If that becomes a real athletic contest, the 58-year-old has maybe 30 seconds that he could give her.
Yeah.
And then he's done.
You got to admit that there was something felt dishonest about the whole thing.
It was disgusting. Yeah. It was disgusting.
It was not exciting. It was not entertaining. The only thing that was entertaining about that whole thing was the woman's fight right before them.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is everyone, all the like the MMA commentators that I listen to, they're all like, the main fight is going to be an absolute disgusting, sad thing.
Yeah.
And then the fight before that is going to be a banger. But that is the one good thing about Jake Paul is he puts his shitty fight, his sad, shitty circus fight at the top of the card. But then the rest of the main card, he highlights excellent fighters, excellent boxers, including, and then he puts like a great women's fight right on the undercard.
If we're going to give Jake Paul props for anything, I think that's a good thing to give him props for. I just find him to be basically a con man. The world is just full of fucking con artists right now.
Yeah.
The internet has just made it so easy to con millions and millions of people at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, his brother's in trouble for crypto. Two different crypto cases.
To be fair, we all got together and watched that fight, so we fell for the con, essentially, as far as he's concerned.
Well, no, everyone already had a Netflix subscription, but, we did fall for the con, right? Mike Tyson has a big name. It's a big cultural event. What are you going to do?
I know. How do you escape? Most watched sporting event in history.
Really?
Yep. Or at least the women's boxing match was the most viewed female sporting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe ever. That. I think the World Cup is still going to be number one.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. Anyways, that was so Ocean Aliens. You don't care?
Okay, no. I do care. One of the witnesses at this hearing was like a former rear admiral and a PhD in oceanography. He was like the Navy's top oceanographer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the witnesses, and he was on board a ship, like a naval ship. I forget which one it was. But this ship, I think the corresponding UFO video is called the go, quote unquote, go fast video. And so his ship was, in his experience, he was on the ship when this was happening. It was getting swarmed by like unidentified flying objects.
Yeah.
And so they got like him and his team and like the top people involved in this strike group or whatever it is. They received an email with the details about the incident and a video of it. And then he said the next day, this email had disappeared from his inbox as well as everybody else who had received it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is your? I think we've talked about this already. Do you think the aliens are here?
That's tough. That's tough. Something's going on. There's no doubt about it that there's some sort of unknown drone technology that is harassing like U.S. naval groups and U.S. military installations. That's been said under oath by people who have nothing to do with ufology. So that's really happening. Nobody really knows what's going on with that. As for aliens, right? That's where it's harder to know for certain, right? It's harder to really say you have knowledge about that.
Yeah, I think that it's far, far more likely we're just dealing with unknown human-made objects Far, far more likely.
I mean, that's
when you really consider the scale of space, it's the only option.
I mean, when you say that, though, you can, the scale of space, I mean, I can turn that around and say, well, there's so much, there must be something that would make it possible for them to be here.
Why would they be like, why? Why would they? What's their motivation? I guess the, to me, it just seems like the vastness of space is, it's just, what do we have that's interesting enough to, I can,
the vastness of a parking lot to an ant. What's it?
There has to be, there would have to be an extremely efficient and easy way to transport around the universe for them to bother coming here. What is,
well, there is, if you're not biological. If you're a machine, it's very easy to travel throughout the universe. Time is not a problem for you. And so there's, I think we've gone over this before, but there's a pretty good explanation for how aliens could be here. And that's called von Neumann probes.
Yeah.
And so all you need for von Neumann probes is you need one intelligent civilization somewhere in the galaxy to develop self-replicating probes that can travel at a certain acceleration. It's not very hard.
Yes.
If they make enough of those, they can populate the entire galaxy, right? And then these things, what do? They park them wherever there might be life. Why? Because if you're an intelligent civilization, you have an interest in monitoring for other intelligent civilizations that could become threats or allies, resources, that kind of thing, right? So you park your drones all over the galaxy and they collect data. And if they detect intelligent life, they report back.
And then what's the next step?
I mean, depends on the civilization. What are they doing? Do they just study, collect data? Are they grabby? Do they want to come and take?
Yeah.
Maybe they come and take some clones and bring them back to their zoo. Like, I mean, there's endless speculation.
I just feel like there would be evidence of these drones all over the place.
Well, there's two things to that. A, you can say, there is evidence. There have been tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of reported sightings.
Yeah, all in the US of A, mostly. Well,
that's not true at all. That is not true at all.
You don't think that's true at all?
No. If you spent any time researching this, you'd know that is not
true. Did you do your own research on this?
I have done a lot of research.
Okay, where are the most where are most UFO sightings in the world? You're telling me that most reports of UFOs do not come from the United States of America.
I have no idea which country is leading in reports.
Okay. Well, you seemed very sure there that it wasn't the USA, but now you're
No,
telling
I said
me
it's no. not all in the USA.
It's not all in the USA, but 99% of them are, and it also corresponds very suspiciously.
Okay, where's your statistic, 99%, Mr. 99%?
I'll print you out a map right now. Let me do a little Googling here. But also, it happens to correspond, all these UFO sightings happen to have become most prominent by a large, large factor after the genre of sci-fi started becoming prominent in U.S. culture. Not
before. They did actually start before that.
Maybe some of them, but the bulk of them happened after.
The bulk of reports maybe happened after. Which also coincides with us getting better at taking reports. And easier to make reports.
UFO sightings.
And if you pull something from Wikipedia.
I'm not. Okay. What about the National UFO Reporting Center?
New Fork?
Yes. I can't believe you knew that.
Want to dance? Let's dance.
Okay, let's take a look here. Wow. Why don't you look this up right now and you tell me what you see? You tell me what you see as far as the reports. This is an
American organization, national. It's a U.S. organization. Who do you think is going to report to a U.S. organization, Jordan? American fucking citizens.
You're floundering here. Why are they even bothering marking on the rest of the world? There are reports all around the world, but I would say at least 90% of them, if not 99, are popping up in the United States of America. Okay, is there any source you would trust with this? Okay, here's the World Interactive map. Cardo Vista. How about that? UFO sightings map. Let's take a look.
You can check it. I mean, I think you're going to find that they're all over the world. There might be more in the States because the States
more is a very high, by a large, country. Large, large percentage.
What website is this?
I'm looking at. I just got a pop up. Okay, I'm on cartovista.com. And again, it's showing me the exact same proportions as the last thing.
Because I'm guessing it's another. It's probably took it. It probably took it from that website. Okay, this is just nonsense. This is bullshit.
Seems like your emotions are clouding your judgment here, Sam. Why don't you find me one that you think is valid? Then find me any one of these maps that isn't exactly what I'm describing to you.
I mean, like right now, I have to go and like do research right now.
Oh, wow. I'm just getting a lot of excuses out of you. That's all. Okay. I'm looking at other ones right here. It's all Europe and the United States. It's all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Nothing in South America. Nothing in South America? Because that just proves it's bullshit.
I didn't say there's nothing in South America. I'm saying proportionally, it's like 99% United States. Now, you could be arguing right now, but you're not, is that the USA is the most powerful nation on the planet. So that's where the UFOs would be the most interested.
But it's also just not true that 99% of sightings are in the US. So these maps are all just flat out wrong.
Why are you so sure about that?
Because
I've done enough. Why are you going against all the data? I got 7 different websites listed here. And it's all the
same. You told me you had 2 websites.
Well, I'm on a different one. I'm on gisgeography.com/UFO sighting maps. It's giving me all 7 of the top UFO sighting maps, and they're all telling me the same thing. The USA is lit up with reports, and compared to the rest of the world, it's at least 90% of the reports are coming from the US. Now you want to find me a map that doesn't.
I'm trying to find a reputable source. You're just playing whatever American bunk you can up, right? And I'm like slaving away here trying to find something reputable.
You're trying to find something that matches your
opinion.
This is how
Jordan, I'm serious. You're getting US websites that US people report to and using that as evidence for a worldwide database.
That's such nonsense. I'm not looking up US websites. I'm looking internet and they're showing all over the world.
I'm Googling the same thing as you and I'm not getting any maps.
What are you looking at then?
I'm Googling worldwide UFO sightings.
Okay.
I'm not getting any maps.
Well, why aren't you getting any maps?
I don't know, because Google is...
UFO sightings from around the world. Artangel.com.
Sighting statistics.
Why does it make you so mad that the truth is that they're mostly in the U.S.?
Because it's not true that 99% are in the U.S.
Why wouldn't it be true?
Because there's too many in other parts of the world for it to be 99% U.S.
Okay, what if I went 80%?
Okay, that sounds more reasonable.
Okay, 85%.
Okay, I found something that has a lot. The U.S. has the most.
Yes, by a large margin. You have to admit that.
But I can't trust this because like Indonesia, Brazil, South Africa, India have 0. And that's not true.
They don't have 0. They're just the data point's so much smaller.
I just found statistics.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Colares incidents? An entire like city in Brazil. UFO attacks in the entire city.
Attacks?
Yes, literally people getting attacked.
Attacked by UFOs?
Yes, attacked.
With what type of weapons?
Light beams.
They were getting attacked by light beams.
Well, it appeared to be a beam of light. But
that's still only one incident, though.
Yeah, but just that one incident had hundreds of people, and I'm seeing here 0.
Where are you seeing 0? Is it really 0 or is it that
worldpopulationreview.com? Sounds like one of your great websites.
Okay. Well, I until you can find me a map that where it's not clearly most of the sightings are in there.
Until I can find you something that agrees with what you think.
No, until you can find me one example that is not what I'm seeing on every single other map, which is US being lit up like a Christmas tree and the rest of the world very sparse in comparison. I'm not saying it's 0.
How many are in Brazil on your map? How many?
Well, I'm looking at a bunch of different maps right now, but there are some lights in Brazil. that one incident could be, you know, thousands of, I guess, reports.
Okay, so how many lights are we seeing in Brazil on your map?
Well, let me just click one of these.
Because I know there are two super famous UFO incidents from Brazil. And if those aren't on the map, then that proves it's all bullshit.
I would say there's probably like 60 or 50 in Brazil compared to the, what I can only imagine is thousands of tens of thousands in the US.
Okay, here we go. No, I can't even trust this. No, this isn't it.
They're all going to look the same, man.
No, because they all come from the same. All right, maybe this one might be okay.
Okay, here's another one.
This one might be okay. Hold on, listen to me. Hold on, listen. Okay, this one okay. might be okay, but I still think this is bullshit because they're not. I still think this might be bullshit, but here we go. Fifth place is Spain with 3,650 sightings since 1947.
Okay.
Fourth place, France, 5,068 sightings since 1954. In 2017 alone, France had 455 sightings, which is higher than any other year on record.
Mm-hmm.
And third place is China with over 8,000 sightings reported since the 80s. So they don't even have records before the 80s in China. The second highest number of sightings is in Canada with over 15,000 sightings reported since 1989. They don't have records before 1989. In 2020 alone, Canada recorded 1,243 sightings of UFO. Finally, the country with the most, USA, over 105,000 reported sightings since 1947. Okay, I can just look at that and tell you it's not 99%.
Okay, you got to let go of this 99%. I'm saying that by a massive, massive margin, it's in the US. What's the next closest one?
Since 1989, Canada, 15,000.
Okay, my point being is that why are not such a why is there so many more sightings being reported in the U.S. than any, in comparison to the rest of the world? I'm not saying they're not happening in the rest of the world. I'm saying in comparison.
Well, first of all, still don't really trust these statistics totally.
Wait a second. Are you telling me you don't think that there is more, that you don't think that the US has the most UFO sightings in the world?
No. I do. But like, for example, Russia isn't on here.
Okay. So why is that?
Why does the USA have the most?
Yes. By a significant margin.
Well, there's two explanations.
Okay,
three. The USA has by far the most air traffic going across the country. Most sightings are by pilots. Number two, USA has probably the most like advanced nuclear weapons technology and...
Okay, wait a second. You're telling me that most of these reports are coming from pilots?
Tons, yeah. Pilots are a huge amount.
Most of them are from pilots.
Most of the good ones are pilots, yeah.
Okay.
But a high number are pilots.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to look up how many UFO sightings by pilots.
Well, I'm just saying I would be surprised if it accounted for more than 10% of UFO reports.
By pilots?
Yeah.
I would imagine that because the FAA wasn't accepting reports for a long time, so it is kind of problematic to get those statistics.
I'm
going to
guess most reports that you get of UFO sightings are from people on the ground.
Yeah, probably most. Yeah. The a lot are from pilots though.
Okay, so you're saying that it's just because we have there's the most air travel, but that still is like I said, I bet you it's less than 10% of reports come from actual pilots.
Okay, well we're just making up statistics. So let's just not make up the statistics. I would think that the other reasons why there might be the most is that a lot of UFOs are misidentified weapons systems.
Okay.
Right. So the USA is always testing. And that's why a ton of sightings are in Nevada, which is where Area 51 is. Because there's tons of stealth bomber testing and stuff like that going on there. Mm-hmm. So here's a statistic that you will agree with. 99% of sightings are not UFOs. They're totally prosaic, easily explained.
Yeah. Oh, of course I agree with that. That's my point.
99%. That is a real statistic. 99% can be explained.
I think this.
The remaining 1% are not explainable. And that's yes. those are the interesting ones.
So have there really been that many that are truly unexplainable? Or just haven't been explained? Like I said, I think it would be more likely than...
Well, that's what these hearings are about. These hearings are trying to get answers about...
My point being is that a lot of the UFO cult, like a lot of that, the sightings and reports and the hype around it is because of the USA's culture in general.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that most people in the rest of the world are not as excitable by the concept of aliens, I guess. AKA if they see something in the air that they don't understand, they're not even going to bother reporting it because they know it's just probably something that they is totally explainable, but they just don't have the answer right then and there.
Or they just think it's
in the US, a lot of people might jump to the alien conclusion a lot quicker because of their culture and the prominence of sci-fi.
This is just you're just speculation.
It's all speculation.
It's not. You can look up like, I don't see how it's speculation to say that like people in other countries, like it's a uniquely American thing to think that there might be like an alien.
I think that the culture of America makes it more likely for people to report what they believe are actual alien UFOs.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really know, but,
I guess the ultimate point is I don't put the amount of sightings going up to make it more likely that aliens are actually here. Because I think it can be explained by cultural stuff instead.
Yeah, but the cultural stuff doesn't explain why the government refuses to come clean about the most prominent cases of UFOs. In the last 24 years.
The government is so... lots of what they do is unexplainable. It doesn't make any sense. I think that a lot of the hype around this disclosure shit is like... that's all it is hype. Until I see an alien's dick with my own two eyes, it's going to be very hard to convince me that they've actually visited us.
I'm 100% with you. But we have to accept that there are a bunch of unexplained and extremely anomalous things that have been detected that are not explained. And they continue to refuse to offer any explanations.
Mm-hmm.
The Tic Tac incident, the Nimitz.
I know, but I also think that the government is trying to frickin' cock tease everyone with aliens when they don't even believe it's aliens. I think it's just what it is just unexplained. And that's
so
they're trying to speak in all this kind of shadowy language to lead the population to believe that they're hiding aliens when they know for a fact that they don't have any evidence of actual aliens being anywhere. All they have are unexplained events.
Okay. So this is a huge 75 year long PSYOP.
I think that they
involving
can
deliberate mass
they stoke
lives
the fires of aliens to, and they get all this excitement going about all this disclosure and stuff to distract people from other things.
Okay, so you do believe this conspiracy now that there has been a 75 year long deliberate psyop to drive U.S. citizens insane by the government.
I don't think it was all organized under
because they have done that to people. That what you're saying they have literally done to people. They have taken people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fed them false information, right? They take them to a hangar and they show them something and they tell them it's an alien ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then they keep feeding it. They did this to a person. It drove him to commit suicide.
Well, I'm not surprised because when you are so sure that something's real and no one believes you because there's no other reason to believe you, then that's going to drive you insane. And I don't think that it's a 75-year psyop that's been organized from the beginning with a unified goal that they've been following this 75-year plan. I think it's just a trick of the trade, basically.
Okay, well, so when the Roswell incident happened,
mm-hmm.
the first report was flying saucer crashed.
Yeah.
Every military base in the country was issued an alert to beware for flying saucers.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was changed. That was changed to a different story about a crashed something. And then years later, that was changed again to a different balloon project.
Right.
So from the get-go, that PSYOP They're running with a PSYOP. So whatever you could believe A, you could believe that there really is something going on, or you could believe B, that there's been 75 years of deliberate mass lies. And frankly, both of those are pretty alarming.
This is my baseline belief is that there has been no alien visitation to our planet. That's my baseline belief. I 100% believe there are aliens. In fact, I think that is as close to a fact as you can get, is that there are aliens. Until you actually see one, you can't confirm. But I think most people that understand the basics of like space would have to agree, if they're not religious, if they don't think there's some sort of higher power that has made us uniquely alive, you have to admit that there's got to be alien civilizations out there. I don't even think that's controversial anymore. I do not think that they've arrived, or they're watching us, or they've been to our planet. And I think that the government knows that. And for whatever reason, every once in a while, they like to stoke up this excitement that we might be releasing the photos of the aliens. Finally, we're finally going to show you the technology we've been talking about. I don't know why they do it, but I know they're doing it on purpose and for a reason.
Explain this to me. Okay. Explain this to me. Cause this is, I hear this all the time and it drives me insane.
Okay.
On the one hand, I hear people say, oh, the government fucking sucks at everything. How they're so incompetent. We need to replace the government with private businesses that know how to get things done.
Okay, I don't know.
And then on the other hand, they're capable of running a sealed tight 75-year-long misinformation conspiracy.
It's not sealed tight.
Which is it? Which is what's going on here?
I don't think the government is as incompetent as people think. I think there's a lot. The government is it's a very complicated, lots of working pieces, lots of branches, it's not like there's one, even the president doesn't know what's going on at all times. I don't think that it's that hard to have the government be very competent in some areas and super incompetent in other areas. I don't know why they're doing this.
Do you think the Pentagon accidentally failed its audit 7 years in a row?
Its audit for what?
Its entire budget. They can't account for trillions of dollars 7 years in a row.
I mean, that sounds pretty
incompetence or by design,
probably a bit of incompetence and a bit of corruption mixed together.
Here's an interesting thing about the PSYOP. Project Blue Book, Project Grudge, mm-hmm. Right? These were two US run, right? Department of Defense, UFO programs to investigate mm-hmm. UFO reports. Project Blue Book, specifically in this project, the goal was to discredit the entire subject. Like, that's the goal. That's like, it's right there you need to like discredit this, make it seem like a trivial issue that people will ignore and think is funny.
Okay.
That's like in the government's procedure for dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Project Blue Book, it's the same as the project that they have right now, ERA, where there was a hearing yesterday. These projects, they collect UFO reports and then they put on a pedestal, big, big reports, and then they debunk them. And then they hide the ones that they don't have an explanation for. And that's exactly what's happening again. And this was in like the 60s and 70s, and it's happening again now, where they make a big parade of like a few boring cases that no one was ever really interested in. And then they just mm-hmm. don't talk about the actual cases that are the evidence that we want to know about, right? Because people don't just believe UFOs for no reason. It's because there's like legitimately hard to explain sightings that have occurred with multiple sensor systems, multiple eyewitnesses.
Yeah. I believe that UFOs,
there's something going on that they're not telling people. If they have like ships that can perform insane energy, like,
mm-hmm.
like appear to be able to use more energy than we can generate in a year.
I think that if there's something going on, which like I agree, there probably is something, some cover up happening. I think they're teasing aliens in order to like shake the scent. I think that there's so many more likely explanations for all this than aliens. But for whatever reason, they like to cock tease us. They're aliens.
They don't.
They're about to reveal it. They're about to do disclosure.
The government, the Department of Defense, have never once said that they suspect this is aliens. They say the opposite. They say there are anomalous things that we cannot explain, but we have seen no evidence that they are extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. That's what they say every single time.
But everybody gets hyped about aliens during all this every time.
Well, the people who are hyped about aliens are the people who, when you, the reason people go to aliens, right, is because you get to, if you accept the sightings, right, if you accept that people really did see what they saw, it performed the way that they saw it perform. If you accept that, then you're left with only a couple explanations. Either it's our, either it's Earth super advanced human technology, or it's non-human technology, right? Those are the two options. If you think that,
or like, a natural could be a natural phenomenon that people are mistaking as technology.
Sure. Could be something totally wild. But if you do believe, right, say like the Tic Tac encounter, that they saw this object performing physics defying feat, well, not physics defying, but like maneuvers that would rip apart any human vessel and kill all the pilots inside of it. If you like agree that they actually saw something doing that, then it has to be either human or non-human. And so that's why people think aliens is like a serious possibility, because either we have this tech or we got it from space or something.
I still think it's far more likely that there's just someone has invented something that can do stuff that is unexpected.
That's a whole other conspiracy theory that, there was a huge like anti-gravity breakthrough in the 50s that was covered up. That's another major conspiracy theory to explain UAPs.
I guess my problem is that everybody, every time there's one of these hearings, everybody thinks that there's going to be some sort of big reveal and they're finally going to show us the aliens and it's going to change society. But it's at the end of the day, it ends up just being nothing, or just them saying, yeah, we can't explain what these things are. But that doesn't, to me, it doesn't make logical sense to jump to aliens before any other available options of explaining it.
In my most, all the UFO people I listen to, they always say, do not get your expectations up.
Yeah.
I'm under no illusions that disclosure will ever happen. And these hearings are encouraging, but even I know I'm not going to learn anything. I don't need to watch these. I don't learn it. I already know everything that they're going to say in the hearing.
So what's the point of these hearings?
The point of the hearings,
because last year when this was happening, everybody was hyped that this was going to be actually, they're going to show us some alien tech.
The only reason people are hyped about that is because they get played by, in my opinion, if there is a distant, there is, in my opinion, there is disinformation happening, and the disinformation is to hype things up and then disappoint the, it's like crypto. You attract casual fans, right? You hype something up, you attract casual people, and then they leave disappointed and not interested in the subject anymore when nothing happens.
But why? Why are they doing that? Why the hype? Why get everybody hyped up?
I think the hype is for misinformation purposes, because I do think that the government is trying to keep a lid on this subject to the best that they can. And so one way to do that is to do like Miami Mall aliens and Las Vegas backyard alien bullshit and like hype this stuff up on social media.
Well, soon the crazy thing is, soon someone will be able to actually catch an alien fully on video HD, and everybody will just instantly say it's AI. That's what's funny. Well,
that's the problem, is that like, If there is going to be a reveal, the reveal has to, if there is disclosure, it has to be the government admitting that they lied.
Yeah.
Like that's the only reason people will believe it. Because the reason I think, you know, contrary to what you said, I think the United States, there's some of the most stigma about UFOs in North America. I think the most stigma about it is actually in the English speaking world.
What do you mean by stigma?
Like people thinking you're insane to think that an alien has visited Earth.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if you research way more this,
you'll find people. I disagree.
I think you'd find way more alien enthusiasts in these states than anywhere else in the world.
Maybe they're louder and they stand out more because they look like weirdos. But I think most like ordinary people in the non-English speaking world wouldn't be at all surprised if an alien had come here.
I would be surprised if they came here. Most people, it wasn't that long ago where people thought believing in aliens was ludicrous. Now I think most people think that aliens exist.
No. People have speculated about aliens on other planets for, even the ancient Greek philosophers speculated about
that. I know, but I remember when I was younger, if you said you believed in aliens, it was like a weird thing.
Yeah, it's a stigma.
But that's not the case nowadays.
No, I think it's being eroded. It's still a stigma.
No. If you run into someone that says they don't believe aliens exist, most people think that person is an idiot. Don't you think?
Well, okay. When you're a kid and you say aliens exist, other kids might think you're an idiot because they're kids and they're stupid. But
I don't know. I feel like culturally there's been a shift over the last 20 years where it's like now believing in aliens is the norm. Whereas it used to be that you were a kook.
You mean believing that they're here or that they exist in
just
space?
No, believing that they exist.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. SETI, when did SETI start? SETI started in the 80s? 90s? I don't know. Oh, 1971, NASA funded SETI. Okay, yeah. So since the 70s, when they started SETI, that's like the government officially looking for extraterrestrial intelligence in space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the fact that the government admits that they're openly looking for this is going to bring it into the mainstream more.
Yeah, well, it also is just once you know certain things about space, it's the most logical conclusion is that, of course, alien life has to exist. But I don't think that was always largely accepted, especially now. Well, when there was a period of time where I think as people become a little bit less religiously dogmatic, they're more open to the idea. Because you got to remember, aliens existing goes against the Bible. So that is a problem for a lot of very religious people. To admit there's aliens means that God...
That's what the Catholic Church just did. They actually specifically said aliens are not against the Bible.
Well, how so?
The Pope issued an edict or something.
They're always changing their tune, eh? The Catholics are always changing their tune.
They're keeping it real with the times, eh?
What I was told when I was in Sunday school is there can't be aliens because that would mean that God would have to have sent another version of Jesus to the aliens to save them from their sins.
Yeah,
which would mean he's not the one and begotten son, essentially.
Oh, here's Pope Francis on aliens. In an interview with French journalist Caroline Pagosi, all right, brought up NASA's discovery of Kepler 452b, which resembles Earth in its dimensions and characteristics, asking whether there could be beings elsewhere in the universe. The Pope replied, quote, "Honestly, I wouldn't know how to answer. Until America was discovered, we thought it didn't exist, and instead it existed. But in every case, I think that we should stick to what the scientists tell us, still aware that the creator is infinitely greater than our knowledge." Said that one thing he is sure about in the universe and the world in which we live is that it is not the result of chance or chaos, but rather divine intelligence. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, so he's agnostic about it.
Well, the Catholic Church came out and supported evolution, didn't they?
Yeah, the Catholic, like he says, stick to what the scientists tell us.
Right. So the Catholic religion, at least, is bending, always bends to science. That's not what it's like with
Protestant. Yes, because of our friend from episode one, St. Thomas Aquinas,
mm-hmm.
who correctly pointed out that if God created the world and the order of the world and science studies the order of the world, then science is studying the order created by God.
But you don't get that same type of acceptance of the scientific consensus in, you know, Protestant Christianity nowadays in a lot of places. There's still a shit ton of young earthers that don't believe in evolution in the West.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad.
Anyways, that's our podcast. Aliens are real. They're just not here. And don't let the government tell you any other way.
Hey, Jordan.
What?
Are you an atheist that aliens are on Earth, or are you an agnostic that aliens are on Earth? Because if you know for a fact that aliens aren't here,
you know I can't know.
You know that for a fact. You've been read into the programs.
No. I just don't see any evidence for that. There's no reason to believe that they're here. That's what I mean by atheist. There are
lots of reasons to believe. There is lots of evidence.
There's not a lot of good evidence. There's no convincing evidence that aliens have been here.
There's very convincing evidence that has yet to be debunked.
Like?
The Tic Tac. Read up on the Tic Tac encounter, 2004.
The Tic Tac encounter is one incident. That's as far as I can.
Yeah, it is the most well documented and best UFO incident in history.
Okay, what about all Jesus' miracles? You think those actually happened?
Those were not observed on radar by multiple observers. F-16, top Black Aces, Top Gun fighter pilots. The most advanced radar system in the U.S. Navy was on board this carrier strike group. In 2004, off the coast.
You're really telling me one incident is enough to make you believe that they're here?
It's not just that. Okay, well, that one incident, if you read that one incident, if you take it at face value, that tells you something absolutely fucking insane is going on.
All that tells me is that there's something out there, is something that is unexplained. It does not count as convincing evidence that aliens have visited us.
It's evidence until it is proven wrong, in my opinion.
I don't think it's convincing evidence to be able to say, yes, aliens have visited here.
Okay, it's not convincing of aliens, but it is convincing of
something weird technology that
you or I have no idea about.
Yeah.
Or anyone else in the scientific community has no idea about. Right? If anyone alive can explain that incident, we have not been told. And it's not just that.
It's far more likely there's just some clever man that invented some piece of technology that he hasn't shared with the world. I think that's, or woman.
That's literally what they said in the 1800s. A clever inventor. When there were unexplained airship sightings in the 1800s, one of the common explanations was that these were the work of an unknown inventor who has yet to reveal his technology to the world. That's literally what people said.
Is that what it ended up being?
No, they're unexplained. They are unexplained to this day.
So you think it's more likely that it's aliens than inventive person that hasn't come out with this technology? You think it's more likely that it's aliens visited than some human has come up with a piece of technology that they haven't shared with the world yet?
It's hard. I would almost say it's more likely that it's aliens.
Oh, okay. All right. That's our podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week. Also, recommendation. Have you seen The Penguin?
No.
Watch The Penguin. It's really good. It's what I've been doing. That's what I'll be doing after this. But also watch the skies. You guys come up with your own conclusions about
aliens. Don't even waste your time. They're not going to see anything. You're going to see Starlink. Don't waste your time.
Okay.
Go to theblackvault.org. Go to theblackvault.org.
Okay. Blackvault.org. You know what, Sam? I'm going to go read up on some of this. I'm going to see if I can change my tune by the time we talk next.
All right.
Okay. Disclosure. It's coming.
Don't get your hopes up.
Don't get your hopes up. Okay. Bye.
Pay attention.